Good. I'm sure that means it wasn't an actual fire. Yuri, our head housekeeper, would have checked the location our fire alarm system indicated and would have only silenced the alarm if there was no danger. We have a strict fire emergency plan and I'm relieved that it all seems to have gone smoothly, just as practiced. The minute the alarm cuts off, guests try to re-enter the building, but our staff are trained to keep them out until we've found out what's happened. Luckily, it doesn't take long for Yuri to leave the building and give a thumbs up to all the staff. It was Mr. Wilkinson, he explains as he joins me and Marissa. Great. The fire brigade will be pissed. This is the third time in as many months they've come here because of Mr. Wilkinson. John, our young receptionist who has returned from the second assembly point with his clipboard, sighs. We all look towards the street as the fire engines are approaching at high speed, their sirens blaring. Our alarm automatically sends out a call to the emergency services if not silenced within a minute. It's a sensible security precaution given how many lives are at stake here, but in situations like today, it's also a pain in the arse. John, please tell Tommy that all is okay, I ask the young receptionist. Marissa, get everyone back in. I'll deal with the fire brigade. A knot forms in my stomach. Want the hot fire chief order yourself? Marissa laughs. Originally from the US, she married a local lad she met while studying in Manchester. After living in the UK for over 10 years, she's developed a somewhat peculiar accent, shifting between British and American. However, she takes great pride in it, often declaring proudly, I represent both of my homes. He's watch manager, we don't call them fire chief over here, I reply. And I've told you before that I'm not interested. Sure, I mean, all that flirting you guys do, it's all nothing, she giggles. We're not flirting, we argue, all the time, I protest. Josh is cocky, self-assured, and knows that most women have a firefighter fantasy. Admittedly, he's easy on the eye. You wouldn't believe he's only a year younger than me at 41 because he looks at least 10 years my junior. Well, unless you look closely and notice the laughter lines around his eyes and the few stray grey streaks in his thick brown hair. Okay, yes, I've studied him closely and paid extra attention when the receptionists gossip about him. But I don't have the time or patience for someone like that. So there's definitely no flirting going on. Sheila, maybe if you stop biting his head off every time he turns up here, he might set off some fires in your bedroom. Marissa whispers before starting to round up her troops and guide the guests back into the hotel. I'm not just Marissa's boss. We are also close friends. That's the only reason she can get away with saying things like that to me. I shake my head and watch the fire engines rolling up the long drive. Yuri, please stay. The fire brigade will need your statement. I hold the housekeeper back. I think I need a buffer because despite my earlier objections, Josh definitely flirts with me whenever he turns up, no matter how much I try to put him off. Oh, to be 10 years younger with no responsibilities. The fire engines slow down and roll to a halt. Josh jumps from the driver's cabin of the first engine, his helmet in his hand and his jacket open. Let me guess, another false alarm. He sighs and nods towards the guests heading back to the building. I'm really sorry. Steve, radio the control room to stand down the volunteers. He cuts me off, giving instructions to the driver who had also climbed from the engine. Fiona, Aaron, check out the location. I can show you. Yuri interrupts and waves the two firefighters to follow him. That's really not necessary. It was Mr. Wilkinson again. I tried to stop them. Sheila. As always, when he says my name, he overemphasizes it. By now you should know that we have to check it out ourselves for the report. I know he's right, but there is a mischievous look in his eyes that makes me think that there's something else going on. Yes, but you should also know by now that we can spot the difference between a raging fire and an old gentleman smoking in his bedroom. I put my hands on my hips and glare at him. We will already have a barrage of complaints as long as my arm because of the alarm. The last thing we need is extra drama of firefighters roaming the halls. We have our protocols. He grins and waves off his two colleagues and Yuri, who had just been watching us like it was the latest episode of a soap opera. Now, Sheila, what are you going to do about all these false alarms? He takes his jacket off and throws it through the open passenger door onto his seat. His muscles flex when he leans against the engine and crosses the strong arms that conjure up all sorts of fantasies. I mean, this right here is a calendar-worthy shot. Mr. August makes you feel hot and gets you sweating. Josh raises an eyebrow at me, and for a second I wonder if he's been reading my thoughts. I'll tell you what I'll do about them. Nothing, because I can't. We've already told Mr. Wilkinson multiple times that he can't smoke in the room. We've charged him a penalty for the extra cleaning. We can't have someone in his room all day. When is he checking out? Josh asks, his eyes locked on me.